A word for you from Proverbs chapter 6 verses 23 and 24. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law a light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life, to keep you from the evil woman, from the flattering tongue of a seductress. Now let's take verse 24 regarding the evil woman and the flattering tongue of a seductress as generic, as applying to all forms of sin trying to seduce you. Of course, here in the first place, it means it literally. And we did look previously at being practical when we looked at this topic on Monday. Be practical, take steps. But here it is referring to not just the evil woman. It could be an evil man in your life. It could be some sort of sin, like with Cain, that lies at your door seeking to come in and to conquer you, and you must master it. Well, here is a recipe for victory. For it says, the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light. In other words, the word of God, what the Lord has spoken, is not just words written on a page. It is not just something interesting to read. It is not simply a holy book. But in it, there is light and there is power. For light comes with energy. It is the very energy of the Holy Spirit. When you read the Word of God, prayerfully that is, He empowers you to get victory over the sin trying to seduce you. Ngokufunda izwi likaNkulunkulu uyakupha amandla ukunqoba. God wants you to have victory. His word is not there to stay on the shelf. It is there for daily consumption. It is to be your daily bread, as one daily devotion is called. You should be reading it as often as you can. For in it you'll find that there is light. Your whole being and your countenance will be lit up with the light of God. Some say the law is a killing thing, a deadening thing, taking from the New Testament where it says that the law kills, or the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Well, of course, if it's the law without the Holy Spirit, it kills. But if it is with the Holy Spirit, it is light, it is life, and it is empowerment for victory.